mean, let's say you're cruising along in what feels like summer of your career. Everything's going well. You're in full bloom. Then, out of nowhere, a major project falls through, and suddenly it feels like you've been thrust into the harsh winds of autumn, where everything's challenging and leaves are falling everywhere. It's unsettling, right? But here's the twist. These unexpected shoves can actually push us into new seasons without any warning, and that's not always a bad thing. Hello, and welcome back to Unscripted Pivots, the podcast where we explore the everyday magic and mayhem of life's unexpected turns. Here, we focus on transforming our WTF moments into encounters where women that flourish take center stage. I'm your host, Danielle Sproles, the WTF lady, and today we're diving into a topic that might just change the way you look at your calendars. Have you ever thought about your life in terms of seasons? Here we are in April, and technically it's spring according to the calendar. But is that really the season you're experiencing in your life and career? You see, while the calendar shows us a predictable march through the seasons, the metaphorical seasons in a woman's life, especially in the world of business, does not stick to such a tidy schedule. Each one can tell us something unique about where we are and where we're headed. Let's explore what these seasons really mean beyond the dates marked in our planners. Let's start with spring. Spring is universally considered a season of beginnings and growth. Spring in a woman's life represents a time of new beginnings, fresh opportunities, and growth. This might be the start of a new business venture, a significant shift in career, or even the revitalization of an existing project that has been stagnant. Spring is characterized by enthusiasm and planning, much like sowing new seeds in fertile soil. It's a time to be open to possibilities, embrace learning, and prepare for future success. For those in this season, it's crucial to leverage this time for strategic planning and network expansion. Now let's consider summer. Summer is like the season of flourishing and resilience. Summer is when things heat up, projects take off, and responsibilities increase. This season is marked by high energy and often high stakes. It's a period of visible achievements and productivity. However, just as summer can bring storms, women in business might face intense challenges during this phase. Resilience is key. Maintaining momentum, managing stress effectively, and staying motivated are essential skills for navigating this season. Summer is also a time for mentoring others and building a supportive community, reinforcing the ecosystem around you. Now we have autumn. Autumn is the season of reflection and transition. As the leaves change color, autumn in a woman's career might involve significant changes or transitions. This could be, reevaluating strategies, shifting business models, or even downsizing certain areas to focus on more profitable or fulfilling ones. It's a season of reflection where past experiences and outcomes are analyzed. This phase is crucial for making informed decisions that will shape future directions. It's also a period for personal growth, as challenges during this season often require new skills or adaptations. Lastly, we have winter. Let's consider winter. That's like the season of rest and reevaluation. Winter is often viewed as a quieter season, offering a time for rest and deep reflection. In business, this could be a period where things slow down, allowing for a strategic pause. This season is about conserving energy, reassessing personal and professional goals, and planning for the next cycle of growth. It's a crucial time for self-care, ladies, and recharging, ensuring that when spring comes again, you are ready to sow the new seeds with renewed vigor and clarity. So today, I want to discuss how these seasons are intertwined with our stages of maturity and life changes, emphasizing that transitions can occur at any time. That's right. These seasons can occur at any age and often multiple times, each carrying different lessons and challenges. The idea is that one might experience autumn in, you know, early life or spring later underscores the fluidity and complexity of our personal and professional journeys. So let's get this conversation started. What season are you experiencing in your life and career right now? Are you in the spring of fresh starts, the summer of major undertakings, the autumn of significant shifts, or perhaps in a winter of deep reflection? It's really interesting how these metaphorical seasons can offer deep insights and help us navigate the often unpredictable journey of life and business. Think about it. How often do we align ourselves with the actual season? It's April, so technically it's spring for everyone, right? But maybe for you, it feels more like an autumn moment, shaking up everything from your career to your coffee order at Starbucks, right? This idea of life's seasons doesn't stick to a schedule and certainly doesn't care how old you are either. Did you ever meet someone young who just seems to have it all figured out, like they're in an autumn phase, making big life decisions that seem way beyond their years? Or maybe you've seen someone in the later stages of their career suddenly burst into spring with a new venture or hobby. Life's got this funny way of throwing us curveballs, doesn't it? I mean, just when you think you've moved past a certain phase, boom, you're back there again. It's like life's version of a repeat button, or maybe it's just really into reruns. It makes you wonder, is life just the most dramatic scriptwriter ever or what? I would have to say a resounding yes to that one. Now let's dive into the science. Yes, there's actual science behind this. Developmental psychology tells us our growth isn't a straight shot from A to B. Think of it more like a spiral staircase where you keep seeing the same things, but from a slightly higher vantage point each time around. In sociology, well, that chips away with this thing called life course theory. It's like life saying, oh, you thought you were done with this? Try again. This theory suggests that big life changes, you know, think of career shifts, marriage, kids, right? Might circle back and shake things up, changing how we see ourselves and the world around us. You know, we have some wisdom here too from the wise on this subject. T.S. Eliot had some deep thoughts. In Little Gidding, he said, what we call the beginning is often the end. And to make an end is to make a beginning. The end is where we start from. That's deep. And Steve Jobs, you know, the Apple guy, he nailed it at his Stanford speech where he famously said, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. It's like life is this huge dot-to-dot puzzle, but you only get to see the picture once you've done the connecting. So, what's the takeaway? Realizing that life's seasons might come back around gives us a heads up to handle surprises better and to see them as chances for a do-over or to level up where we were before. It's like getting a redo on a crucial business presentation. This time, you're walking in with all the right stats, a flawless pitch, and the confidence to knock it right out of the park. Life, with all of its twists and turns, it keeps us on our toes. Each loop or rerun is a chance to apply what we've learned the last time the theme played out. So think of it as getting to refine our strategies or reactions, you know, turning what could be a rerun into a new and improved version, sort of like a life 2.0. So next time you feel like you're revisiting an old season, remember, it's just another episode in the fantastic show of your life. Grab your popcorn, take notes, and maybe this time you'll write the script a little differently. Now let's talk power. Our power. Not the kind where you rule the world, but the kind where you know how to respond to what life throws at you. That's where our strength lies, ladies. Not in controlling everyone and everything around us, because let's be honest, who can? But it's in how we react to our circumstances. The concept of personal power is incredibly fascinating and profoundly important in how we navigate our lives. This isn't about wielding power in the traditional sense of authority or control over others. Instead, it's a subtler yet potentially more impactful form of power, the power of response. Ladies, understanding response power is a game changer. When life throws us curveballs, and it inevitably does, our real power lies in the capacity to choose how we respond. This form of power is rooted in self-awareness and emotional intelligence. It's about recognizing our emotions and reactions in the moment and then deciding how we want to act, rather than being swept away by initial impulses. Now let's look at three reasons why this is so important. First, emotional regulation. By managing our reactions, we maintain control over our emotions, preventing them from escalating situations or causing long-term repercussions that we might regret. Have you ever been there? Yeah, me too. Second, resilience. This is our ability to bounce back from setbacks. When we focus on our responses, we're essentially training ourselves to find constructive ways out of difficult situations, and this builds resilience over time. And lastly, let's look at influence. Our reactions can significantly influence outcomes. A calm, measured response might diffuse a potential conflict, while a reactive emotional outburst could escalate it. By choosing our responses, we can steer situations towards more favorable outcomes. And there is psychology behind it. Imagine you're facing a major work project. It's the kind of project that can make you make or break your quarter. It's challenging you to step up your game and like showcase your skills under pressure. Now, if your first thought is, this is impossible, your brain's going to go into panic mode. Your heart's going to race. And hey, suddenly cleaning your entire house seems like a top priority, right? That's procrastination in disguise. Do we have any procrastinators out there? Admittedly, I have done this on occasion, and I will go so far as to justify it too. I mean, after all, the house needs a good cleaning, right? Yeah. But here's a little secret from the world of cognitive behavioral psychology. You can actually hack your brain's response system. It's like giving your brain a new script to read from. Instead of, this is impossible, how about we switch that up to, this is challenging, but I can tackle it piece by piece. It's like breaking down that peak season rush into a series of smaller, more manageable tasks, each one a step towards mastering the whole challenge. I mean, suddenly you're not overwhelmed. You're in charge, setting the pace, knocking out tasks one by one. That's you turning a stress fest into a progress party. So next time your brain tries to go down the doom and gloom route, remember, you've got the power to write a pep talk right there in your thought bubble. This is exactly where my coaching has proven to be incredibly beneficial for my clients, you know, helping them harness this power to shift perspectives and steer towards results. Reframe the challenge, take it step by step, and watch yourself transform from overwhelmed to totally in control. And who knows, you might just have a little fun conquering that impossible project after all. So what we want to do here is master the art of chill. And here are some practical steps I coach on which can help you harness your response power. One, mindfulness. Practice being in the moment. This helps you become more aware of your thoughts and feelings as they arise, giving you the chance to process them effectively before reacting. Two, pause and reflect. Always take a moment to pause when faced with a challenging situation. This brief moment can help you collect your thoughts and emotions and choose a more constructive response. Three, choose your battles, ladies. Not every situation deserves your energy. Sometimes the most powerful response is choosing where to focus your efforts. 4, learn from each experience. Reflect on how your responses have shaped your experiences. Each reflection provides a learning point, helping you refine your future reactions. Viktor Frankl, who survived the Holocaust and he went on to become a renowned psychiatrist, once shared a thought that really makes you pause and think. He said, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom." Wow, right? That's a powerful idea. It means that in every situation, no matter how tough, we have a brief moment to decide how we're going to react. And in that decision lies our power to grow and truly be free. It's a reminder that we're not just passive players in our lives. We're active participants who can shape our own paths by the choices we make. And Maya Angelou also once dropped a real gem that sticks with you here, especially when life gets a bit rocky. She said, "You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them." I mean, that is a straightforward reminder that even though we can't always call the shots on what happens to us, we definitely have a say in how we handle it in all of our seasons. This advice is all about not letting the bad moments knock you down. Instead, it's about standing tall, learning from those experiences, and moving forward stronger. It's a powerful way to think about our reactions to life's curveballs, sort of like deciding you're just not going to go through it, you're going to grow through it. Embracing this kind of power doesn't mean that we won't face difficulties or that every response will be perfect. However, what it does mean is that we are actively shaping our journey through life, turning those challenges into stepping stones for personal growth and strength. And this, in essence, is true power, subtle yet profound. These strategies are powerful, but wait, don't get too comfortable just yet. Isn't it just like the universe to check in on us when we're getting too comfortable? You know, those WTF moments? Have you ever felt like the universe is giving you a nudge or even a firm push, especially when you're least expecting it? Those unexpected moments that completely disrupt your routine or upend your plans, like missing a crucial meeting because your alarm didn't go off maybe, or, you know, running into an old friend who offers you a job just as you're considering a career change. These type of incidents, whether subtle or startlingly loud, have one thing in common. They grab our attention and demand a response. They remind us that we're not just passengers along for the ride. We're actively in the driver's seat, navigating the unexpected twists and turns of life. Now, how do these nudges from the universe shape the seasons you're in? I mean, let's say you're cruising along in what feels like summer of your career. Everything's going well. You're in full bloom. Then, out of nowhere, a major project falls through, and suddenly, it feels like you've been thrust into the harsh winds of autumn, where everything's challenging and leaves are falling everywhere. It's unsettling, right? But here's the twist. These unexpected shoves can actually push us into new seasons without any warning, and that's not always a bad thing. While it might feel disruptive at first, this can be the universe's way of prompting us to grow, to reassess our paths, and perhaps to venture into new territories that we wouldn't have explored otherwise. It forces us to stop, look around, and maybe find a new direction we hadn't considered before. These moments are crucial. They're the points in our life where we get to decide how to respond, which, as we talked about, is where our true power lies. Do we resist the change and try to cling to the old ways? Or do we use this as an opportunity to learn, adapt, and move forward into a new season of life, possibly more vibrant than the last? So, next time you feel that nudge or even a push from the universe, take a moment to think about what season you're currently in and what new season this might be leading you toward. Is it a chance to grow? A signal to slow down? Or perhaps a push towards something entirely new? These are the moments that, whether we like them or not, truly shape our journeys. As we wrap up today's episode, I want you to think about what season you're currently experiencing. How does recognizing this season help you handle challenges or spot opportunities? Remember, every season in your career brings its own blend of opportunities and hurdles. The key for us WTF women is learning to adapt. Whether it's navigating through stormy challenges or making the most of the sunny days of success, adaptability ensures you're always prepared, making the best of whatever the professional climate throws your way. Thanks for tuning in to Unscripted Pivots. To all the women out there flourishing in every season, keep that curiosity alive, embrace the challenges that come, and no matter what season you find yourself in, continue to thrive. Until next time, stay dynamic and keep navigating your journey with grace and power. Thank you for tuning into Unscripted Pivots and joining the WTF Women That Flourish community today. And when your next WTF moment hits, remember this: you are built to flourish. Please help spread the word, share this episode, and if it inspired you, a 5-star review would mean the world to me. It's a powerful way to help us reach more people just like you. In the show notes, you will find all guest information. And if you're thinking about working with a coach, I'd love to hear from you. My website is unscriptedpivots.com. There you will find not only my calendar, but WTF highlights and resources designed to empower you. Until next time, face challenges head on, knowing you're meant to flourish through every pivot. See you soon.